Hi, I'm Tim McKay, and you're back in the Goosenecks. Today, we're talking about a new website I came across called Conviction Connection. Now, what this website is at its core is a way of connecting passionate young people together. Now, I know you may be thinking, oh, it's just a blog, but no, it's more than that. Several students from, I believe her name is one Miss Kennedy Floyd's class, have come together to share their passions and actually have made them projects to make change in the world. Now, this is very important considering the state of the world we're in and considering that how important passion is to everyday life. Actually, one of the most handsome students in the class, Timothy Daniel McKay and Taggart Rainey Hudson, came up with it. Obviously, Taggart being the more handsome one, Timothy just being there for the good laughs. They stumbled across this idea in UW English 131 when they were pondering the fundamentals of what made a good passion project website. Now, what they came across is that instead of just recording their passions, if they simply just, as one does, created a website to put other people's passions up, that would create more positive change. And now some of the example websites, we know that there are a couple about Tonight, A Night to Shine by Heather Payne, which talks about, you know, the amazing work that the Tim Tebow Foundation, other foundations are doing to create autistic proms, or not autistic proms, but proms for people with special needs, which I think is very, very interesting and very good work. I think that's a big uplift to the community. And let's look down the list here. Another one, I'm seeing one for stopping poaching. I think that's by Morgan Shebs, if I'm saying her name right. I'm not sure. She actually has a hand-drawn poster. It's done very artfully, very skillfully. It's very impressive. Keep in mind, these are only 17, 18-year-olds. Some of them aren't even reached adulthood, and none of them are in college yet. I mean, obviously, they're smart enough to be taking a college-level class, which indicates just the level of care they put into this. But I think that the thing that really wows me about this whole thing is that, you know, it's several students that have come together in order to create one platform to help change the world. Now, are they going to change the world? We don't know yet, but they certainly have some tantalizing things put up. I know one Bradley Johnson is talking to the Tiny Homes community, and if you didn't know what Tiny Homes is, you can, one, visit the website to look at it, but two, Tiny Homes is a website that seeks to help create some housing for homeless people, giving them a more permanent place to stay other than just a tent they have to move. They're very affordable. They don't take up that much space, and I think it's a very great cause, and I'm so interested to see what this young man's going to do with it. Now, on how they actually stumbled across this, the teacher actually edited the curriculum in order to make it more open-ended, which obviously has been appealing to the students. And what she's done through this is she's facilitated a way for students, just everyday average students, to come up with these elaborate and collaborate with all these different organizations and groups. And I think it's honestly, it's a very, very elegant way to do it. And I think it's a very important thing to do, especially at this time in their lives when they're trying to figure out what they want to do. And exploring some passions is never a bad thing. I think that's what people lose sight of as we get older, just how important passion is for your everyday life. I think that if some of these people that seem to be lost just really pursued their passion would really find it. I think that that's an important message for everybody, you know. And it's never too late to start pursuing your passion, and it's never too late to start, you know, changing the world. Like, little steps lead up to big steps. It's like that famous story about the boy who wanted to move the log out of the street. I don't know if you guys have seen that video. You can look it up. He starts pushing, and then some other people join in and eventually get the log moved. And I think that's what we need to do. And I think this website's a great way to do it. I think the work that this teacher and the students are doing are amazing. And I can't wait to see you guys on the next one. And I can't wait to see what they're going to do. So I'm Timothy McKay, and this was the Goosenecks.